hours and always responds to emails right away. But we just call it damn good oil. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care for great savings on Quaker State.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Derek Carr is still waiting for a new deal with the Raiders. Carr telling NFL Network's Alex Flanagan Tuesday that he hopes something will get done soon. The 26-year-old QB says he doesn't want to be a distraction for his teammates, and once training camp starts, he is only concentrating on football. Meanwhile, Fletcher Cox rejoined his team at Eagles OTAs. Cox was a no-show for last week's voluntary workouts after signing a six-year, $103 million extension last June. Mark Sanchez is expected to miss the rest of OTAs and minicamp after suffering a knee injury Tuesday at practice. Sanchez was one of three QBs brought into Chicago this offseason, and according to the Chicago Tribune, he should be ready for the start of training camp. The Browns signed linebacker Christian Kirksey on Tuesday to a four-year extension. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported the deal is worth $38 million with $20 million guaranteed. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on Owens Corning Oak Ridge shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. You can check us out on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, or 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa on the historic main gym. Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com will join us coming up at the bottom of the hour to get set for the NBA Finals. LeBron James taking the podium today to address the situation at his home in Los Angeles, where some racist remarks were left. And I think what a tremendous amount of respect that I have for LeBron James in how he has handled this situation. And I've got one thought on that, and we'll get to it coming up later on in a little bit here, because we do have breaking baseball news, and it's not Cubs related. Can we get the breaking news sounder, Alex? The Hawk has announced that he is going to retire in 2018. Ken Harrelson, after 34 years in the Chicago White Sox broadcast booth, is going to make 2018 his last year. He'll call approximately 20 games, primarily looks like Sunday home games at Guaranteed Rate Field, and then he will step aside. And the Sox also today have announced that they've come to terms on a multi-year deal with Jason Benetti, who has been doing the play-by-play for the last couple years as he's worked alongside Steve Stone and helped transition Ken Harrelson into a little bit of a lesser role. So love him or hate him, Ken Harrelson has been a part of White Sox broadcasts almost my entire life. I'm 37. He's been in the booth for 34 years. And that's, I know, news that will be greeted by a lot of fans around the baseball world, not just necessarily White Sox fans.
Jason Benetti is outstanding.
He's one of the best young announcers.
Agreed.
And I've always regretted the fact that when he's done some basketball games at Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've never been able to go down there and bother him. He would probably have security come and drag me away. But he's a really interesting guy for people who don't know much about him. He is disabled, but he's never let that define him. As a matter of fact, he's got no problems discussing it, and he even jokes about it occasionally on social media. There was a point in spring training, I think it was Alan Ashby, who's a broadcaster for the Houston Astros, who had joked if there was a bench-clearing brawl, he was going to go to the radio booth of the other team and find the weakest announcer. And I think Jason Benetti tweeted something like sheepishly raising his hand or something like that, basically saying, yeah, that would be me. But Ken Harrelson will do 20 games next year for the White Sox and then call it a career. He gone.
Did you steal Shampoo's line there on the text line?
No.
Shampoo texted in. He gone. Then you said he gone.
That's a famous hawkism.
Oh, I know that, but I'd seen the writing on the wall for a year or two. Jason Benetti coming in, and it's an upgrade at this point. Hawk Harrelson, I don't have a major problem with him. I think a lot of his ideas about baseball are outdated at this point, and he gets way too wound up, whether it's good or bad, and it affects his broadcasting sometimes. Jason Benetti's really good, and I think White Sox fans are going to enjoy broadcast moving forward.
But where, oh where, will White Sox viewers get stories about who the best hitter in the American League in day games played on Tuesdays after night games in 1964 was? Spoiler alert, I'm going to go ahead and guess that Yaz is the answer.
I remember these. Eric Hosmer is the best player that he's ever seen at taking it to the bag himself. Carlos Delgado is the best left-handed hitter at taking the ball back up the middle that he's ever seen.
Since Yaz. Got to throw George Scott in there, too.
There's got to be somewhere online where you can look all of these proclamations up. Someone has to be keeping a record of this because they keep a record of everything.
He's not the only announcer who says stupid things. As a matter of fact, the text line took great joy in pointing out to me that rather than saying Old Spice cologne earlier today, I said Old Style. God forbid.
If that's what keeps me
from getting my next raise here in the building, then drag me out back and shoot me Old Yeller style. But Rick Sutcliffe over the weekend said that Eric Hosmer was following the career path of George Brett. And
why does Eric Hosmer always the subject of these weird proclamations?
Maybe that's what made me think of Rick Sutcliffe was the fact that they both have that common thread between them, the Royals first baseman. But love him or hate him, and I know a lot of people hate him, I'll admit to this. Even though I'm a Cubs fan, when I first got to college was the first time that I'd ever had cable TV in my life. Grew up in a home without it, and so cable TV to me was the greatest thing in the world. I would watch whatever I could get my hands on as far as sports and all of that, and this is along the same time that Joe Carter and Chip Carey were still in the TV booth for the Cubs. And I actually liked watching White Sox games on TV more because of the interaction and the chemistry between Hawk Harrelson and Wimpy, Tom Pachorek. Those guys were great in the booth together. And then Tom Pachorek retired and Hawk has been doing his thing with a number of people. And then Steve Stone, after his famous falling out with the Cubs, eventually winds up on the south side of Chicago. Steve Stone, in my opinion, is the best analyst in baseball.
He's very good.
Extremely good. He does have an axe to grind against the Cubs, but he should, because history has proven that everything that Steve Stone said during the infamous season, was it 96? When was that? There was fallout. Maybe it was a little bit later than that. Oh, hell, if I don't know the difference between Old Style and Old Spice, how the hell am I supposed to remember what year all this stuff happened? The text line is holding me to a higher standard than we hold the President of the United States. And I think that's a little sad. Sad with an exclamation point behind it. Cody Taylor joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We weren't going to talk about Hawk Harrelson this segment. We're going to do college football win totals. Kind of tying in today with the start times being announced for some of these games, they came out last week, and Iowa is set at 6.5 wins. So I'll ask you, Alex, over under 6.5 wins for the Hawkeyes, if I put your feet to the fire right now.
I'm still at this point going to say right at 6. So under at this point. I will reserve the right to change my pick before the season starts. But right now, there are just, like I've said before, there are too many question marks for me to think that this is a 7 or 8, maybe 9-win team with the schedule that they're going to have to play, crossover games against Penn State, crossover games against Ohio State, playing non-conference games against Wyoming, who has one of the best quarterbacks in the country, playing a non-conference game at Iowa State, who you can laugh about it all you want, but Iowa State, I think, could be a bowl team this year. There's a gimme against North Texas. There are a couple of games against Illinois and Purdue that I think they're going to win. So I'll say right at 6 at this point, and we'll see how the quarterbacks look at Kids Day, and maybe I'll change that answer before that opener against Wyoming.
Text line says it was the 2004 season where everything went to hell for the Cubs broadcast booth. I was way off, way off. This one intrigues me, and I know Chris Williams wrote about it at CycloneFanatic.com, and I don't necessarily agree with everything that he wrote about it, but I think we're on the same side on this one, and I'll see if you and I agree here. But Iowa State at 4.5 wins for the upcoming season. I would take the over on that in a heartbeat because I think this team can win 5 games, if not more, relatively easily.
I think they're going to...
Taking into account the fact that teams can steal a win here or there on occasion, and that Iowa State does something in the non-conference schedule that it's done about 50% of the time over the last 2 decades, all of a sudden, it's not that difficult to get to 5 wins.
Sitting here on May the 31st, I'll say that Iowa State starts off 3-0. Northern Iowa, close one against Iowa, then they play Akron. After that, where are the wins going to come against? I think they're going to come against Kansas, possibly at home against TCU. I'm not sold on Gary Patterson's team heading into this season. No way against Oklahoma State. We'll see West Virginia. I think they could beat Baylor. We'll see about Kansas State. I don't think they beat Oklahoma. Texas, so the winnable games would be Texas, Kansas, TCU, Baylor, and maybe Kansas State. If they want to get to a bowl game, they're going to have to win. I think they're going to have to start 3-0. But I agree with you. I think they win more than 4.5 games. I actually pick them to win 6 games, and I would take the over on that relatively easily, especially with the amount they have coming back. And Alan Lazard on the outside, he's an NFL talent, and a lot of people nationally are overlooking that.
Your thoughts on Iowa at 6.5 wins and Iowa State at 4.5 wins this year? 319-366-1600. Here are a couple other ones that I want to get your thought on. Nebraska at 6 wins.
I watched Tanner Lee play at Tulane. And if you haven't been following along, Tanner Lee is listed number one on the depth chart for Nebraska going into the season to replace, going into the offseason. And Mike Riley says that he has the edge at this point as the starting quarterback for Nebraska. That could change. But they have to find a replacement for Tommy Armstrong. And the old washed up, not washed up, but the old Tulane AAC, Tulane, when Tanner Lee was the quarterback, was the bottom feeder, and he really never got better. There was a lot of talk about him becoming a quarterback that turned that program around, whether it was coaching, whether it was his lack of ability. That just did not look like a Big Ten starting quarterback. I don't have a lot of faith in Nebraska. You said 7.5?
6.
6.5?
6.
Flat. 6 even.
So if they win 7, you cash.
But I will say that they win 7.
Wow, okay.
It's going to be right at 7.
I don't want
that's See, Vegas doesn't have a lot of faith in Nebraska either.
Let's go throw a Big 12 one in here before we get to Brandon and Cedar Rapids really quick. You know what? Let's bring Brandon on because I don't want to keep him waiting any longer than he's already been. Brandon in Cedar Rapids, if you want to follow him, 366-1600. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
I'm doing all right. Well, as far as the Iowa 6.5 wins, I actually had them going 7-5 this upcoming year. Just looking at the schedule and who we have for Iowa State, I agree with Kuhn on that. I think they could be a 6-win team. Just how it's laid out, they can win a very close, easy game against Iowa, depending on which offense decides to step up.
So, Brandon, you've got the Hawkeyes with 7 wins. Which one of those 7 wins would you most be worried about?
The Wyoming.
Really? Okay. Interesting choice there. You flip one of those, and all of a sudden you're on the other side of the 6.5. Appreciate the phone call. Brandon, again, you can follow him either on the phone line, 366-1600, or by using the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, again, 366-1600.
There have been a few people that have kind of, a few Hawkeye fans with some posturing that I've seen on your Twitter timeline, especially Todd, saying they're not worried about Wyoming, but I get the sense from this fan base that there is a lot of worry.
Some of those people said the same thing about North Dakota State
exactly.
last year.
And I think that North Dakota State game and the losses in the offseason and the question marks have people very worried heading into the offseason and seeing what they have in week one.
All right. Here are 3 Big Ten teams who all have win totals of 9.5. Wisconsin, Penn State, and Northwestern.
9.5.
9.5. Which team would you be most uncomfortable thinking they would win 10? To me, the easy route is to say Northwestern because it's so difficult year in and year out for Pat Fitzgerald to win a ton of games in Evanston. But Wisconsin and Penn State are both teams that I think there's a little bit of name recognition with 9.5 wins there, but those are teams that are coming into the season with some questions of their own that need to be answered.
I think Northwestern is going to have a really, really tough road to 10 wins. They have to play a non-conference game against Duke. They have to play a crossover game against Penn State. They have to play on the road against Nebraska. They play at home against Minnesota. I think that, like you said, the answer, in my opinion, is Northwestern. Wisconsin, they had a brutal schedule last year. It sets up very favorable this year. Their toughest game really is a road game on October the 7th against Nebraska. Kind of a tough one against BYU, but last year, murderer's row, this year, much easier for Wisconsin. I think Penn State could be, we could be looking at them once again as defending Big Ten champions. You bring back a guy like Trace McSorley, and I think that Saquon Barkley is every bit as good as Ezekiel Elliott. Just the total package, speed, strength, the ability to run inside the tackles, the ability to get outside. That offense is scary. And I think that the biggest thing that they return on offense is their offensive coordinator, Joe Moorhead, who I believe will be a head coach after the end of this season. I am very confident in Penn State winning 10 or more games.
Yeah, he's got one more year to build on last year's success where he came in and totally turned things around for James Franklin, who we were talking this time last year was probably the Big Ten coach who was on the warmest seat. The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line with some thoughts here, 3669. Based on what I am hearing, the Big Ten West sounds like it will be something akin to a dumpster fire and a pillow fight at the same time, except for Wisconsin. Oh, joy. I don't know.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I think you've got a lot of intriguing teams, and none of them look like a superpower. None of them jump off the page at you. Iowa, still looking to figure out who the quarterback's going to be, and then once they figure that out, who are they going to Who will they throw the ball to? You touched on Nebraska needing to replace its quarterback. Northwestern is Northwestern, and I hate to say that, but that's a tough school. If you win 8 games a year at Northwestern, you're doing really good. Pat Fitzgerald is coach for life there, essentially. Wisconsin is a pick year in and year out to win the Big Ten West, and 50% of the time they fail 100% of the time, to paraphrase. I mean, it's just every year, you can't just say, well, Wisconsin's my favorite to win the league. That's the easy way out. And then you've got Minnesota with P.J. Fleck coming in, and I don't know whether he's going to translate to instant results, but I'll tell you what, I think they're going to be tougher to play this year with P.J. Fleck as the head coach than they were a year ago.
Agreed. But let's go back to Wisconsin for just a second, because I know we have to hit a break here
shortly. What did he say about, you enjoy the weather, or somebody?
This Wisconsin team, this looks a lot like what the 2015 Iowa schedule looked like. And this is a team that's already expected to win 10 or more games. 9.5 is where they're sitting at. I think they're going to win over 10 games. But if they can get by that Northwestern game on September the 30th, you're going to start looking at them being a possible undefeated regular season team. They play the next week against Nebraska. If they can get BYU by BYU on the road and then at home against Northwestern, people are going to start talking undefeated, because the rest of their schedule sets up pretty well except for that game against Michigan on November the 18th. And what a matchup that will be, especially if Wisconsin goes into that game undefeated.
524, Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll preview the NBA Finals. The 6 o'clock showdown is on the way as well. Your prize tonight, some delicious smokehouse barbecue chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A Lindale. That's coming up in hour number 3. We've got another big board update on the way after this.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through May 31st, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before June 1st and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include a $130 dealer documentation fee.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Bring your car or motorcycle to the 8th Annual Revved Up for Kids Car and Motorcycle Show, sponsored by Eddie's Rod and Custom and Master Tool and Manufacturing, Saturday from 3 to 6:30. Registration is $15 at the door, rain or shine. It's part of Tanager Place Summerfest, Saturday at the Rockwell Collins Sports Complex on Collins Road, featuring over 75 free activities. Generously sponsored by General Mills and Rockwell Collins. Details at tanagerplace.org.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on the historic Main Gym, 1600 AM. What do you think of the 11 AM start time for Iowa and Iowa State this fall? That's our poll question at KGYMradio.com today, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's. And next to the Home Depot, Cody Taylor joining us at the bottom of the hour in just a few minutes from BasketballInsiders.com. But first, a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Start times released today for select Iowa and Iowa State football games. The big one, of course, September 9th, as Iowa State and Iowa will meet at 11 a.m. inside Kinnick Stadium. Other start times for this year's Hawkeye football games: North Texas on September 16th at 2:30. Illinois will play in Iowa City at 11 a.m. for a homecoming game on October 7th. And the Black Friday Nebraska game in Lincoln this fall, set for November 24th, will kick off at 3 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Iowa State start times feature you and I in the home opener at 7 o'clock on September 2nd, a September 16th road trip to Akron at 11 a.m., and the Texas game will be played under the lights September 28th at either 6:30 or 7 o'clock on ESPN. Former Cedar Rapids Prairie standout Scott Schebler hit his National League-leading 16th home run of the year today as Cincinnati fell at Toronto 5-4. The Twins lost to Houston 17-6 to close out that series, and the Cubs finish up their West Coast swing 0-6 as they fell to the San Diego Padres today. The first time that they've gone 0-6 on a West Coast swing, any road trip, I actually believe, since the 2012 season, which also happened to be an LA-San Diego swing.
So, Todd, you know how you are kind of asking me continuously about baseball players and who I would go out of my way to meet, where the bar has to be set
yes.
for me to go out of my way to meet this certain person?
Yes.
You brought to my attention a certain special guest at the Cedar Rapids Colonels game tomorrow night that does pass the test. Freddie Sanchez, former Pittsburgh Pirate and San Francisco Giant, will be at the Colonels game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm going to get into this a little bit more later on coming up, but Freddie Sanchez has a really interesting backstory, and it involves being born with a birth defect, which I was unaware of and had never read about this over the course of his All-Star career. One of the better hitting, at least for average, second baseman in the National League the last decade, and he's going to be in Cedar Rapids at the Colonels game tomorrow night. You can meet him, and I'm sure he'll be signing autographs and taking pictures. We're trying to get him on the program with us, but it's a little difficult right now on short notice, and we'll talk a little bit more about him coming up today as well. But we take a break from college football and all of the baseball talk here on the program to chat with Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com. Golden State and Cleveland once again in the NBA Finals. We'll preview that matchup and more with him. Don't go anywhere. The 6 o'clock showdown to come as well tonight. Plus, someone's still got to win that $100 just for listening to KGYM.
Missing that spring in your step? Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. And it's built to last 25 years, but costs about the same as a traditional mattress. In fact, 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. And you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. Ends Sunday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi on this night before he and the Cavaliers play in their third straight NBA Finals against the Warriors. LeBron James is not talking about Golden State, but rather an incident at his L.A. home where someone spray-painted a racial slur on the gate.
It just goes to show that that racism will always be a part of the world, a part of America. And, hate, in America, especially for African-American, is living every day.
LeBron James, Game 1, tomorrow, 8 Eastern, ABC and ESPN Radio. Nationals right fielder Bryce Harper's suspension for his role in Monday's brawl against the Giants reduced from 4 to 3 games after agreeing to drop his appeal. Harper begins the suspension in San Francisco tonight. He can return on Sunday. Giants pitcher Hunter Strickland suspended 6 games for the incident. George Springer reached base in all six plate appearances, hit two of the Astros' six home runs in the team's seventh straight win, 17-6 the final over the Twins. Penguins and Predators face off in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Pittsburgh has a one-game-to-none lead in the series.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. You gotta love saving up to 50% off. And the Dell Memorial Day sale delivers massive deals. Dell definitely didn't hold back on the savings, and they have such an amazing selection. You can score the latest Dell PCs with Intel processors, gorgeous Samsung TVs, or maybe you're after Bose Audio or a Google Home and Nest bundle. Shop big Memorial Day deals by visiting Dell.com/Memorial Day or call 800-BUY-DELL.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job sites? Oh, well, I guess they can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My List that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Missing that spring in your step? Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. And it's built to last 25 years, but costs about the same as a traditional mattress. In fact, 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. And you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. Ends Sunday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
5:35, the halfway point of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, where we'll be on Friday for the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire at the Coach's Corner. Stop on in and say hi. 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, that's our North Gym. And all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Don't forget, check out KGYMradio.com, where we've got our full schedule, including tonight's Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals featuring Pittsburgh and Nashville. That's coming your way on all three frequencies. All three frequencies because the Twins played early today and lost to the Astros 17-6, giving up a Houston record 40 runs over the course of that three-game series. The Astros playing very well. The Twins not so much right now. But we take a break from our baseball discussion to get ready for the NBA Finals, starting tomorrow with the Cavaliers and the Warriors. It feels like this was predestined before the season even started. But to talk all things NBA with us, a frequent guest on the program, Cody Taylor, joining us now from Basketball Insiders. And Cody, we've had over a week to marinate with this matchup and get ready for it. Your thoughts on the rematch between Cleveland and Golden State this year?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much mentioned it. It's been pretty much we've been destined for this matchup for the most of the season, probably since last year's finals ended. And, you know, all of this time off that we've had in between series, just, you know, it gets to a point where it's too much time. And, you know, you can begin to analyze how the Cavs are going to guard Steph Curry and all their players, or vice versa, how the Warriors going to guard LeBron James. But at some point, it's just time for these guys to get out on the court and do it. Unfortunately, you know, we had media day today, and of course, it starts up tomorrow. So I think I speak for most fans when I say that it's a blessing that it's almost here.
As someone that covers the NBA, and we'll get into the matchups in a second, but as someone who covers the NBA, is kind of knowing what the result of the playoffs are going to be and the lack of intrigue in the early and middle rounds, is that good or bad for the NBA?
I think it's good, and I know there's been a lot made about this, especially in the time that we've had to discuss it since the conference finals and most of the better part of the season. But I think it's good because, I mean, you know, and I don't want to disrespect some of these other markets or teams, but if a team like, you know, I'm in Orlando, I cover the Magic. If the Magic were in the finals, for instance, you know, I don't think it would have that same kind of flair that watching LeBron James go for another title or watching Kevin Durant try to chase his first title with the Warriors. And, you know, it gets to a point, though, where you'd like to see other teams, or at least to see other teams have a chance. And, of course, you know, the Celtics were the Eastern Conference's top seed, and we saw what happened to them in the finals. But, you know, it does get to a point where you want to see other teams in. But I do think that this is good, and, you know, I think the ratings will hold strong. And we saw last year them achieve record viewership throughout the playoffs and in the finals too. So I'd like to see if they'd be able to expound upon that.
He's on Twitter, at Cody Taylor NBA. It's Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders joining us on the program. What are you looking for in this series outside of good basketball? What storylines would you like to see play out over the course of what could be a seven-game series?
You know, I'd really like to see how each team's kind of big three. Of course, we know the Warriors have, I guess, a big four now. But I'd like to see how each of those groups play. We've seen Kevin Love play probably the best basketball that he's played while a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he's been a huge success so far for them. And, you know, when you look on the other side, Kevin Durant, of course, is being Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. They're all playing as they should. Of course, Klay Thompson's not shooting as well as we've seen from him. And you got to think that if he can get it going and the rest of their big three can get it going, then they're going to prove to be a tough matchup. But I'm curious to see what kind of defense the Cavaliers are going to play. We've seen them ramp it up at times during the playoffs. We, of course, know the lapses that they had there toward the end of the regular season. But those are going to be some of the things I'm looking for. And then, of course, the bench guys, how some of these other guys are going to play. What's the health of Andre Iguodala? You know, we've seen him struggle shooting especially. And we know how big he is to the Warriors and their depth lineup, if you want to call it that. And just, I mean, there's so many different storylines. You know, I'm just so excited to finally be able to see this in action tomorrow night.
You mentioned Kevin Love, and if you remember last year's playoffs, he was pretty much non-existent at times, and the Cavaliers skated by and won the championship in seven games. With the addition of Kevin Durant now in a big four with the Golden State Warriors, how important is Kevin Love's presence going to be, especially because of how good he's been in this year's playoffs?
Yeah, it's going to be very it's going to be very crucial for them to get Kevin Love going. And I mean, and I mentioned it earlier, this is the best we've seen Kevin Love play as a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, in past years, it looks like he was deferring to LeBron, to Kyrie, to other guys. This year, we've seen him kind of take that initiative. And if he's got the lane, if he's got the shot, he's taking it, and we're seeing him just be a monster on the boards, especially offensively against the Celtics. We're seeing some of his you know, his sniper passes from court to court, from end to end there. So if he can continue that play, I think the Cavaliers are going to be in well position. But it's just a matter of, you know, who's going to match up with Kevin Durant. You know, we'll probably see LeBron James a lot of times on him, and then just, you know, some of those other facets that go into that.
Right now, your gut feeling, who winds up winning the series?
You know, I picked the Cavs in seven, but I'm not going to change it now, but I really do think the Warriors are probably going to be too much for the Cavaliers. I mean, they just have so much firepower. And then, you know, as I mentioned, Klay Thompson just hasn't shot. mean, he's still shooting 36% in the playoffs, but I mean, we've seen him just get, you know, as hot as fire at times, and we saw what he did against OKC in the one game last year. So I do think that the Warriors are going to prove to be too much for the Cavs, but you know, on the flip side of that, my prediction was Cavs in seven, so I'm not going to change it now.
I think the $64,000 question, and one that really wasn't answered in the finals last year with any effectiveness, at least, is who's going to guard LeBron James?
You know, and I think my initial feeling would be Draymond Green. We, of course, know Draymond can guard a lot of different positions, and I think he's probably going to be their best chance. You know, and obviously we know he can't guard LeBron at all times. We'll probably see Kevin Durant on him at times, and that's also where the health of Andre Iguodala comes into play. We're not quite sure if he's at 100% or anywhere near it. We know he's struggled offensively. I would imagine a combination of those three guys, but if I'm the Warriors, I want Draymond on him, and I'll take my chances with some of those other guys guarding other Cavs players.
Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders with us for a few more minutes here on KGYM. Shifting away from NBA Finals talk, which team, in your opinion, has the most crucial offseason ahead of it?
You know, thinking about some teams, the first one that came to mind was the Clippers. There's just so many questions with that team right now heading into the offseason with their free agents. You know, we were seeing Chris Paul rumors to the Spurs. We're seeing just all sorts of things. And really, until the free agency starts in the beginning of July, we'll continue hearing these things. But I think when you look at the future of their franchise, and, I mean, you can make a case, it's in their best interest to bring all of their guys back, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, J.J. Redick. You know, but if you're on the player side of things, you've seen where the Clippers have been in recent years. They haven't been able to advance past the second round. Have they gone as far as they can? So, you know, I think maybe just it'll take one domino to fall where maybe Blake Griffin decides to leave, and then maybe Chris Paul starts thinking about it. So when you look at where the Clippers are now versus where they could be at the end of free agency, and if they lose a couple of them guys, then, you know, that's going to be a huge blow for them. So I think really they stand to lose the most and probably have some of the toughest decisions. Even the Boston Celtics, they have a lot of things to consider too with the top pick. Do they take Markel Fultz? Do they keep him, projected top pick Markel Fultz? Or do you try to package him and get a Jimmy Butler or Paul George or somebody else? And then there were the ridiculous trade rumors, in my opinion, about Isaiah Thomas. And what do they do with him? He's got 1 year left before he can be a free agent, unrestricted free agent. So, I mean, I think both of those teams have a lot of things to think about, especially the Boston Celtics.
You lead me right to my next question. If you're Danny Ainge and you see Isaiah Thomas becoming a free agent after next season, do you entertain shopping that top pick for another scorer or another star on that team?
You know, and I just wrote about this last week. I think the idea of you know, trading him in the sense that he's not their best option to win, I think that's a little ridiculous. But if you start looking at on the other side of things, you start looking at trading him for the value, for not wanting to pay him, or questions about those sort of things, and I think that's a viable option. And considering he's only making about $6.7 million next season, that's going to be a very easy piece to try to move if that's something you want to do. And given what Danny Ainge is about, and really any general manager or any of these top decision makers, I would imagine that they've had conversations or will explore them just to kind of see what's out there. I don't necessarily think that hurts anything. You know, they're doing their due diligence to just see what's available. But in my opinion, I think he gives them the best chance to win, and I would be all in on paying him the contract that he wants, especially if you can add a Paul George through a trade or Gordon Hayward in free agency or something like that. So you know, as much as I could see them entertaining the idea, looking at it, seeing what's available, I would still rather see them keep him and pay him the contract that he wants.
Cody, one more question before we go, and it, I've heard people talking about this, but what is the reaction going to be from the media and from a lot of the fans who follow the NBA if the Golden State Warriors cannot get it done this year?
You know, I think Kevin Durant has probably the biggest pressure on him right now over even LeBron James, who we know is if he doesn't want to admit it publicly or not, he's, you know, chasing rings to try to solidify his place as the best of all time or in the conversation. But I think Kevin Durant has more pressure on him than LeBron James does, considering, you know, he left the Oklahoma City Thunder to win a championship with that Golden State Warriors team. So if for some reason they fall short, I think that it's going to be the reaction to that is going to be worse than when he did leave the Thunder, and especially, you know, depending on how bad they lose or if he, you know, didn't have a good showing for whatever reason. I think he's going to get, you know, he's going to get crushed in the media, on social media especially. We know social media can be very tough on a lot of guys for even worse things. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see if something like that happens.
Cody, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com. We will have game one of the NBA Finals for you between Cleveland and Golden State coming up tomorrow, right here on KGYM. Didn't get a chance to talk too much about the draft with him, but I know Lonzo Ball has informed the Boston Celtics that he will not work out for them prior to the draft. One more power move toward trying to go number two overall to the Lakers.
Did you see Adam Silver's quote on LaVar Ball today?
I did see his quote with regard to his marketing abilities.
Well, he basically said that he believes that LaVar will pump the brakes or cool his jets a little bit when Lonzo is drafted. So once he gets into the NBA, he thinks that LaVar is going to back off a little bit. Yeah. That's not going to happen.
That is a surer bet, in my opinion, than any of the college football win totals that we talked about here in hour number two.
Or Tiger Woods winning a major.
I would, exactly. There is no way that I would bet on LaVar Ball pumping the brakes on anything when it comes to trying to hype his son pre or post draft. 5:50, we got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way and more coming up in hour number three. It's the 6 o'clock showdown. Your chance to answer 7 questions in 60 seconds. And if you do so tonight, you're going to win a couple sandwiches from Chick-fil-A, their Lindale location. And we thank Mark over there at Chick-fil-A for providing us with the prize tonight for the 6 o'clock showdown. That's on the way. Plus, you never know, you could be our final winner of $100 a day during the month of May just for listening to local programming here on KGYM. A big thanks to Toyota of Iowa City one last time. Well, we'll probably thank them again, but you get the picture. Back with more after this.
When it's a beautiful day, the first thing you think of is golf. This summer, hit the links as often as you like and save money with a season pass for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. Choose now from passes for adults, seniors, young professionals, or junior golfers. Once you've got your season pass, golf all summer long at the 4 Cedar Rapids City courses. Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, and Jones. Each has its own unique character. Get your season pass now for a summer of great golf. Details at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
I didn't name drop, Stu. What I did is I just started to cry.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
Looking good, Mr. King of the Hill. Mr. DXL Shopperman. Mr. Sharp Dressing. Confidence oozing, style swaggering, fashion stud. Looking good. All the brands you love, waist size 38 and up. DXL. You're looking good. Find the best selection of shorts from top brands like True Religion, Tommy Bahama, and Nautica.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Linn County REC is always working hard to provide its members with reliable service, but unexpected events like storms can cause issues. Now, if power's interrupted, Linn County REC members can see the outage map or report an outage right from the Smart Hub app. Download it now from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and you'll be ready. Then, if power's ever interrupted, you can get the details or report the outage in just a tap. A little information can help you feel a whole lot better. That's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
It's 5:53. A big thank you to Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders for joining us. And I swear I had no idea, honest to goodness, hand on the Bible, that the cue to call was coming up for the $100. But it played. Zach in Cedar Rapids is our final winner of the $100 a day in the month of May. A big thank you and congratulations to every one of you out there who took home $100 just for listening in the month of May. Now that the calendar turns to Matt Slauson here in the studio, we're hopeful at KGYM that you continue listening to us, even though there will be no monetary rewards in your future. Are you okay?
Zach in Cedar Rapids, congratulations. But I'm looking at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line.
Okay.
Cajun Troy was caller number 5 on the last day of her birthday month.
Well, life is still great, she says.
Troy, I'm sorry, but we appreciate you listening in. And happy birthday. Happy belated birthday.
$100 just for listening to a local sports station. Not a bad way to... You can't really earn a living doing it, but meh. Not bad. There are worse promotions out there, let me tell you. I've been part of some of them. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Start times released today for select Iowa and Iowa State football games, including the big one involving both teams, the September 9th Cyhawk Showdown. Iowa State and Iowa will kick off at 11 a.m. A game will be either broadcast on ESPN or ESPN2. North Texas will kick at 2:30 on September 16th in Iowa City. Homecoming against Illinois on the 7th of October is an 11 a.m. kickoff. And Black Friday featuring Nebraska and Iowa in Lincoln, a 3 o'clock start time on FS1. As for the Cyclones, they open the season at home against UNI on September 2nd at 7 o'clock on Cyclones TV. They play at Akron on September 16th at 11 a.m., and Texas will be in Ames for either a 6:30 or 7 o'clock kickoff on September 28th. That game will be broadcast on ESPN. Iowa first baseman Jake Adams has been named one of 25 semifinalists for USA Baseball's Golden Spikes Award. That award goes annually to the best college baseball player in the country. Former Iowa State wrestling standout Trent Paulson will join his brother Travis as a member of the Virginia wrestling staff, the school announced today. Trent Paulson had spent the past 3 seasons as an assistant in Ames, where he was a 3-time All-American. And the Colonels are in action tonight, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. Bandits won last night 8-2 in the series opener between the two teams. Tom Hackamer promoted by the Minnesota Twins earlier today to Class A Fort Myers. Tyler Wells, a fellow right-handed pitcher, comes off of the disabled list. Other baseball news and notes today. Cubs lost for the 6th game in a row. They finished that West Coast swing to LA and San Diego 0-6. Scott Schebler hit his National League-leading 16th home run of the year today as the Reds fell in Toronto 5-4. And Minnesota, a disappointing series to say the least at home against the Houston Astros. Twins lose 17-6 today, gave up 40 runs to the Astros over the course of that series, and their bullpen ERA is now 5.18, the worst in the major leagues. As of Monday, it was only 18th. So it was right down the middle. But this series against the Astros has absolutely destroyed the bullpen's ERA.
Tough time right now for the regional baseball teams. We'll get into that a little bit later. But this has been a tough stretch for a lot of the teams that people around here root for.
Talk a little baseball and more coming up in hour number three, plus the 6 o'clock showdown with those Chick-fil-A sandwiches on the line. Stick with us. Hour number three is next.
Yeah, your toilet's definitely clogged, but I think I found the problem. Sir, is this your action figure?
Yes, I sent him in to check out the pipes.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with.